Okay, let's see. Let's get over here to Norlin, who's calling us from Stanwood.
Hi, Dr. Dahl. Oh, sorry, that's the old doctor I had.
That's okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure he's with you in spirit, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. My wife has a family history of vascular problems.
Uh-huh.
And she had an endarterectomy in 1990, and they paralyzed her from the waist down.
Oy.
Yeah, oy is right. We've had fun ever since then. Okay. I get to push her around in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And anyway, she's on at least a dozen different medications, and she's been having difficulties in staying awake at times. She'll be playing her little iPad, and she loves to do that. And I look over, and she's sound asleep. She just drops off. And then she feels like she wants to bake things. She'll go out, and she'll start doing cookies, and she can't finish the job because she's running out of gas. And I'm wondering if some of these drugs that she's on are just, working against each other and hurting her?
It's very possible, sir. If a person is on more than one patent medication, there's always a possibility for interactions. And then besides that, some of us are just uniquely susceptible to that particular patent medicine over there that most people aren't.
Uh-huh.
What we try to do at Tahoma Clinic is to try to gradually, and I did not say abruptly, but gradually work people off the patent medicines and onto natural things that will do the same job except better, because nature designed it to do that. And we make sure that they are safe natural things. Sounds like that kind of overall approach would be a good one for her. Let me ask you something, though, sir. They did an endarterectomy. There aren't too many nerves inside her arteries. So how did a nerve get snapped so that she got paralyzed? What happened?
Well, they clamped off some vessels, and she's one of the odd ones that have only a few supplies of blood for the spinal cord. So when they clamped off the vessels to reduce the amount of bleeding, they also clamped off the supply of blood to her spinal cord.
Oh, and that wasn't reversible, huh?
Correct. Yeah. It was quite a surprise when they tried to get her up, and she says collapsed.
But oh, dear.
She still has the ability to do some walking. So she can get out of her wheelchair, do things, and she does fine. Occasionally they say, I'm done, and they quit on her.
Okay, sir, there is a very long shot here that you might think about. A paper was published, a scientific paper, in 1982. It first started with research on rats who had had their spinal cords transected, and that means cut in half. And these are real rats, not politicians now, real rats. And they had their spinal cords transected, and with the use of a hormone that is common during pregnancy, but it's not an estrogen, the rats who got that treatment were all back to walking within 6 weeks. Now, four of them were walking, and you couldn't tell they'd ever had their spinal cords cut in half. And the other seven of them were kind of hobbling along, but at least they could walk. And you know, if you've had your spinal cord cut in half, you usually cannot walk, and you don't have any bowel and bladder control, which is exactly what happened to the other group of rats that had their spinal cords cut through. And what do you know? They had no recovery, the ones who did not take this. Now, what was this stuff? It was simply HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. It is made by the placenta during pregnancy in very large quantities. And the doctor, Dr. Patil, who with an associate did the research, pointed out that he thought it might work because this HCG just happens to rise and reach a peak right in concert with the development of the human nervous system. And after the human nervous system is entirely developed in that fetus, then the HCG concentration starts to go down again. And he said he thought that HCG just might have something to do with generating a normal nervous system. And he tried it first on the rats, and then he tried it for two paraplegic men, sir, but from the neck down. And the last report from him on those two paraplegic men, they were walking with crutches. You should know that. It's a long shot, but that's the research, sir.
Now, we used to go see Dr. Ellis, but she's now going on to better things, bigger, better. And so we need to make contact with your North Clinic.
Sure.
And is there a doctor there that would be able to help us there?
Actually, they all would. This is something we've discussed at our doctors' meetings, the use of HCG for what's called neuronal regeneration. And again, it's a long shot, but the good thing about this particular long shot, sir, is that we all took a bath in this hormone called HCG while we were developing our nervous systems, and it didn't hurt us any, did it?
No. Would this be an injection?
Yes, it has to be an injection. It won't work swallowing it. Yes.
Okay.
But you can learn. One can learn to do those on one's own at home, and you see, it's so safe. It's another one of those.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you very much, Doctor. I will have to make an appointment and see what we can do.
Thank you for calling, sir, and I surely hope it helps even a little.
Have a wonderful sunny weekend, Doctor.
Well, let's all work on it, okay? Thank you. Without moving to Arizona, I don't know if that'll work, but that's okay. Okay, better shut up and go to our break, and we have Michael and Paul.